talking. We're gonna speak the truth about other things and other things and other things and other things.
Yay.
Yeah! Live again. Thank you to Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Lester.
I'm honored. It was a privilege. Thank you.
We like to do the theme song live now.
Yeah, and we have a little special
guest
today.
A guest sitting in with us today.
Live. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Introduce yourself, you handsome devil.
Frankie Baby.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, that is our father. Frank.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful day in Nashville. We are pre-recording, so don't try to call in live.
But we will call you. We will find
you. We will call you. We definitely will call you.
Frank, how do you like this studio? Isn't it beautiful? It's
very
inspiring.
Yes, we're in Wee Wee and Cheeves.
Wee Wee and Cheeves manifested this.
We manifested a studio.
And they made a beautiful, I love coming here. I might not leave.
We got
the
energy
is isn't it great?
Incredible
energy.
We got J-Lo's booty.
And she has to kick me out every time, right?
I have to tell Coco
she
to get the hell out.
She has to get out because...
Because Coco overstays her welcome. And Coco right here.
Oh my god, look at my arms, ew.
Ooh.
Ew,
Coco is...
Yuck, I look terrible.
All right, forget
it. Shower.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Anywho.
I take a shower today. It's terrible.
Coco, it is... What time is it? Let's see. It is 1:30 in the afternoon and Coco is having a cocktail.
Dad.
Okay?
Look.
Coco is having a cocktail, and it's only 1:30, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Listen to me. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but I'll tell you, Wee Wee turned me on to this.
Oh my god, I got Steve addicted to it, too, last
tea.
Night. It's honey, lemon, green tea with ginseng. With lemon, agave, and a little bit of Tito's vodka. It's all organic. Good for you. There's
this
no,
guy's gargling with it.
There's no sugar, nothing.
Is it good?
It's got a nice gickle. I gotta make my father a drink.
The thing is this, people, Dad, now I know you probably might be on the same bandwagon as Wee Wee, but we're doing a show, we're pre-recording, and I would like to have a cocktail.
Have
just
a cocktail.
To like loosen up, even though it's 1:30 in the afternoon, but it is 5:30 somewhere.
It is.
And
that's right.
5 o'clock.
But we're doing
somewhere.
A show. We're doing something creative.
And we did change the clock.
No.
That makes it earlier.
The thing is, like, last week we pre-recorded the show at night and we were having cocktails and I just feel so much more loose.
Yeah, it's loosey-goosey. Loosey-goosey. But we want to talk about, we went to, thanks to Bay, thank you, Bay.
Oh my God.
Got me and Coco and Steve, he got us tickets to go see Here I Go Again, which is a documentary about Kyle Kruger, and the other gentleman's name is Steve. I can't remember his last name, because there's not a lot of stuff on him on social media. But it's a documentary about these guys who were a hair band.
Well, they were trying to be a hair band.
They were trying to be. They never made it.
And
they were called Trix.
Yeah.
With two X's.
Yeah.
But, so we got to go, the thing is, thank you, Bay, again.
Yes.
Bay Ragney, our boss for Totally Driven Entertainment Radio.
He got us tickets.
Got us these tickets, and I almost feel like, I haven't got to talk to Bay about it, but I almost feel like, wow, like I loved seeing it, and it made me, like, lit a fire under my butt.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was like... So inspiring. These guys, how old? They didn't really, like,
they didn't say their age, but let's just say they probably were in their 40s.
Yeah.
But they quit their jobs, like, recently.
Mm-hmm.
This is, no, actually, the documentary took 5 years to film.
Mm-hmm.
Because documentaries take forever. I always want to do one, but then I'm like, this is going to take too long. But anyway, they quit their jobs. They pretty much have nothing. Like, they lost their freaking apartments, their cars, their everything. They have bills coming out of their ass. Because they decided to make this documentary about, like, trying to get back into music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the music business is hard to begin with. And then to try to do, like, 80s hair band music, it's, like, really a lot harder.
I know. Right. But the thing is, like, okay, so they had a band, and they kind of had a small following.
Small following in Florida.
In Florida. But, you know, they try to get the whole band back together, and it doesn't work.
But of course, you know, a couple of band members are like, I have a family, I have a job, I don't give a shit anymore, who cares?
Right, exactly. But, like, the thing that I loved about it is, no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what, how ridiculous other people think your dream is, you should not give up.
That's what I love about the movie. Not give up. That's what I love about it.
No, they have now. They have a documentary.
They're traveling the world, showing their documentary.
Traveling the country, showing the like their experience, and they're inspiring people.
So yeah, because even if they don't make their music career happen, they still made this happen. You know what
exactly.
I mean? They still made this film, and they have something to show the world.
I know about
like,
their life.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a little bit sad for me.
Oh my god, it was
a little
sad. It was sad because I know how it feels to be in the music industry.
Yeah.
And to be really close. Because they get very close. There's a lot of. You gotta
yeah,
see
you gotta. We won't tell you everything.
Here I go again.
But go to hairigoagain.com and you could. They're going to different cities and showing their lovely documentary. And they're actually there. Mm-hmm. Like we saw the guy, Kyle Kruger. He was at the opening. Yeah, it's fun. You gotta go see if it's playing in your city and go check it out. Okay, there, kid. Okay. Okay. What else we got going on? You got anything else to say?
I want to talk about. Are we gonna do Our Love Our Show?
Yeah, we're gonna do Our Love Our Show, but I gotta get the
So, Dad, do you have anything to say? Or?
I want
to
prank Joseph.
Now, see, this is what I gotta find out. We could just sing it with no music. Who do you love? Who do you shove? Who do you love? Who do you shove? Who do you love?
Who you gonna love?
Who do you shove?
Who you gonna shove?
I was unprepared with the music this time. Sorry. Anyway, who's your love?
Okay, the first love that I have is... I was invited, along with Wee Wee and my daughter, to go to a fashion show.
Oh, yes, that's right.
At Mary Queen of Angels.
Yeah.
Where my mom works.
Yeah.
And it's an assisted living place.
And she was in the fashion show.
Our mother was in the fashion show. Hamming it up.
Yeah.
She had a dress up like a
60s hippie.
60s hippie. But what I loved about it was... The people are older.
Yeah.
They're definitely, like, in their late 70s is, like, the youngest, I would say.
Wow. Yeah.
But there's such a... It was just so beautiful. Like, such a beautiful energy to see them excited and, like...
Yeah.
You know, there's something about children and older people that are so... It's so magical. It's like they have so much knowledge. Even children, because they're so close to just have being, you know, been in heaven or wherever. You know what I'm saying? Like... So, it was so much fun, and it made me, like, you know, I missed my grandmother for a little bit.
Yeah, oh my god, totally.
But it was such a great experience that, you know, we and I are going to volunteer.
To call bingo.
To call bingo.
And what else do they play? Cornhole?
Cornhole, or like, you know, serve refreshments or whatever. So, I want to definitely...
But there was one lady, she was the cutest thing ever. Her name is Edna.
Edna Gold.
Edna Gold, and she was like, come over here, let me talk to you for a second. And I'm like, oh my god, this lady's from New York. And she was from Brooklyn.
And then she lives in Queens.
Yeah, and then she lives
You know her?
I've seen her.
Yeah, her daughter lives here, and that's why she moved here. But she was like, oh my god, I miss New York. You know, like, that's how she was. But she was so cute, the way she was dressed.
Oh my god, and that's the thing, like, these ladies are really fancy and
very
cute.
Fancy dressed. Well, it's pretty pricey to live there.
It is. Very expensive.
But why did Edna move here?
Her daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Edna's daughter moved here.
Yeah.
And her daughter was, like, a singer-songwriter. She's an interior designer. And she made the mother move here. Because she was like, you can't live in New York anymore. It's too expensive.
See?
Yeah.
And I have one more love.
Who's your love?
I'm loving Jimmy Fallon because I had a dream about him that I was married to him.
Shut up.
And we wrote comedy.
No.
And toured around together doing comedy.
Oh my god.
It was like one of the best dreams ever.
Oh.
So I just wanted to give it a shout out to Jimmy. But I know he's happily married, so whatever.
Jimmy, you know, when I worked in Manhattan, I worked near Fifth Avenue, like where all the celebrities would go shopping, and I went to Barnes & Noble once. This is before Jimmy Fallon had his own show. He was like just on Saturday Night Live, so he was kind of famous, But I was in Barnes & Nobles, and I felt somebody staring at me, and it was him. And I was like, oh my God, Jimmy Fallon. And I smiled at him, like I was going to like flirt with him. And he got really nervous and awkward and like hid behind one of the bookshelves.
Wow.
I could have had my chance a long time ago, but yeah. I was too shy. And then he was too shy, so I was like, forget it.
Oh my God.
The hell?
Wow.
Jimmy? Well, my love is my new backyard because I feel like Snow White. I swear to God, every time, I've never had a backyard, I don't think. When's the last time I had a backyard?
Shore.
Oh, that was years. How many years ago?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a backyard in years, okay?
Years.
Years. But anyway,
it's been years.
Me and Steve put a bird feeder out there.
I know.
And we
so
get like
cute.
Birds that come on the little bench bird feeder.
Aww.
And there's bunnies. But the only time they come out, I swear to you, is when I come to the window and stand there. And then a few minutes later, all the animals come out. So I freaking am Snow White. I'm sorry.
Don't take no apples from old ladies knocking at the door.
Is it Snow White? Because Steve's like, I think you're wrong.
Snow White.
It is,
no,
right?
It is Snow White.
All the animals come
she
out.
She does the like, And then they help her do her work.
Yeah. So I am. That's my calling in life. Because all the animals come out.
It's just like in the movie Enchanted.
Yeah.
They copied that, how Giselle has that power with the animal. But that is Snow White,
Telling you. Watch, you'll see it later.
I mean, I think Cinderella has a little bit of it.
She has some birds.
Birds and
mice.
Some rats.
Yeah, I don't want the mice or rats, so we'll just stick to the birds and the bunnies. But I'm like obsessed with animal totem.
Yeah.
If nobody knows what animal totem is, like when certain animals come around you, it's like you're attracting it for a reason.
Yes. That.
But the animal totem stands for creativity. Like, embrace your creativity. Mm-hmm. And it's fertilization. I don't know about that.
Oh.
And also, it says to change your diet and try, like, a vegetarian diet, which I've been doing, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know. When you told me that, I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. Because you are eating like a freaking rat.
Yeah, me and Steve are on this vegan thing. It'll be a week tomorrow.
Yeah. I was speaking with Steve and Wee Wee about this earlier. Don't come talk to me about your vegan bullshit. Okay? Go away. And I'm eating a steak.
But we actually... Okay, so yesterday we actually...
Oh, boy. What'd you have?
We added fish to our diet. Anka tanka.
Oh, sushi. Where'd
we
you get
sushi
that?
We got sushi at PM.
Oh.
Look at that plate of sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to PM on Belmont.
That looks... PM has amazing sushi.
But also... One more thing.
Frank won't eat sushi.
No, Frank won't eat sushi. But the one more thing that's in my backyard, too, on my neighbor's side, finches. They're yellow. Did you ever see
them? Oh, that's what the yellow birds were.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Finches. And they're adorable. They're, like, bright, bright yellow. I took a picture, but you can't remember.
What do those mean? Did you look that up?
No, I gotta look that up.
Animal totem. Animal totem.
Finch.
Animal totem. Animal. They look like canaries, almost.
What the hell? Okay, so, do you want to model for Steinmart, I think, on April 30th? Yes. Do they pay?
Who are you talking to?
My mother just asked. I guess they're looking for models at
Steinmart. Oh, that's awesome. Well, is she going to get... Is Rose going to get in there?
Oh, I have a hair audition on that day.
Oh, my God. Do you realize that we're recording a podcast?
Yeah, okay,
this girl's taking calls.
Okay, well, how about the shoving?
This is what I would like to shove. It's a song that you youngsters may not remember. It's considered one of like the all-time best written pop songs for one of the world's most famous pop female trios, TLC.
We did talk about this.
I love TLC. Do you know TLC, Dad? Do you know any
of
their songs? Like, do you know that one of them was killed in a car? Like, she was in a car crash, left eye. They're very beautiful, all three of them.
Right.
And you would know the songs if you heard them. But there's one song, which I'm sure you know.
Oh, I'll play a snippet of it.
Play a snippet, okay. Should
I will play
until you
keep talking.
It's called It's called Waterfalls, okay? I have always hated this song.
Me too.
It's a
terrible message. Terrible.
The world loves this song. Okay?
Terrible song.
The world loves it. But to me, it's a negative song because it says, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
Which means just do what you're doing and be comfortable in your own freaking shit life.
I'm saying,
and don't try
don't
to
go
chasing explore.
I don't, when they're like, don't go chasing waterfalls.
They stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Stupid.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, to me, that means don't chase your dreams and don't.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I always. And then the reason why I brought it up is because I was talking to someone about it, and they're like, best song ever written. Best song. How
me,
is the best song?
Hey, me and Steve, it came on the other day, and he's like, I hate this song because
mm-hmm.
the message is so bad. Mm-hmm. Just like the. But this is it. Like, this is. In case you don't know it, the. Because of that same exact reason. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. No. Stupid. I get what I want. Okay?
Rolling Stones.
I do get what I want and what I need. Okay? Don't
both.
Tell me.
Why can't you have both?
Don't freaking tell me I don't get what I want, get what I need. Get the hell out of here. Stupid. I'm mad.
What song do you don't like? Like, do you think is stupid? I'm like, what song do you don't like?
What song don't you do? Dikey?
There's a song.
You know those songs that you don't like?
Those things, they got melodies.
They got melodies that you do like a dingleberry dick. Okay, now, anyway. Somebody's calling me. Did somebody just call you?
Yeah.
Same number?
Yeah, why did they
call you? Same number. Let's see. Hello? Hello? This is not Maria Di Lorenzo.
Okay, hang up. I don't know, but...
Maria Di Lorenzo? Why are they calling me?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, no. Okay, so anywho, somebody... maybe is she... Do you have a warrant out for your arrest?
I can't let that out on air, but possibly. No,
what?
Get
out of here. Okay. Anyway, let's just say... We're going to talk about the good news, because whatever that was...
Oh my god, they're coming to the door, they're coming to the door.
Shut up!
Oh no.
I'm just kidding, go ahead.
Whatever that was not good news. Anyway.
It wasn't good news.
My good news is... It's a little strange.
Really?
But let's just... Okay, so... On the Today Show, I think it was... this is where I found it. The Today Show, right?
Was it Today Show today or yesterday?
No, this was a few days ago. Today Show, not today.
Today, yesterday.
Maybe 2 days ago. Okay. Anyway, they do this experiment. They take a person, they take a picture of them, right? Then they give them a glass of wine, they take a picture.
Yeah.
2 glasses, picture. 3 glasses, picture. Uh-huh. And then they make these, you know, they make like a collage.
Yeah.
And they compare the first picture to the last, and the first picture is always, like, miserable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the last picture, they're laughing, they're all crazy, la 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 la. So, you know, they're trying to tell you to be an alcoholic.
Is why I'm drinking. And I finished my green tea.
But,
vodka drink.
Pretty much, me and Coco did it. We're going to post the pictures.
Yeah.
So we did it. We did the experiment, and the last picture was my favorite picture of all, and I look more relaxed and happy.
Well, my last picture, I was passed out.
3 might be too many. 3, they should have just been, like, 2 glasses. 3 pictures. Well, yeah.
No, but that makes sense. The 3 makes sense.
So the good news is, it's okay to be an alcoholic, okay? Start drinking.
Because you're gonna die. eventually.
Might as well be happy while you're still here and drink yourself into oblivion. That's what I say.
I have to say that I am a big incense burner. You probably, do you burn incense?
Yeah, no, we're not allowed.
Oh, oh my no. God. He's not allowed to burn incense. Oh, that's bad.
Well, because you know what? A lot of people are allergic to it. And I love incense. I burn it all the time. I do, like, money attraction, divine blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, one little particular incense that I hate is called, is it Nag Champa?
You hate it?
How do you spell it?
Nag Champa.
Nag Champa.
That's my favorite of all.
It is a patchouli wearing.
No, it is not.
Hippie asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not.
No, I can't. I it smells good, seriously. I'm just kidding. But I'm allergic to it. When I came here the other night with Weasel.
With Weasel?
With the Weasel.
Yeah.
She lit it. And my eyes, forget it. Burning. They're still burning.
Get out of here. I'm burning it right now. It smells
exactly.
So good.
That's why my eyes are frigged up. I'm telling you. I'm
don't
allergic.
Don't be a baby.
I'm allergic to it. I told her I was allergic to it. And what is she doing? She's fucking burning it.
I'm burning it in the other room. And secondly, this is my house. If I want to burn.
Okay, that was your house. But the thing is, we're doing a show and you know I'm allergic, so you want to kill me. You have the right to kill me because it's your house. That's what you're saying?
Listen.
That's what she's saying.
It brings me good energy. It brings me, I have good memories playing it.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
so
great.
Just don't come over then.
My good news is that I did not die. From
she's so dramatic.
But my eyes are messed up. But seriously, my really good news, listen to this, Dad.
Uh-oh.
A D-Day veteran named Sam was set to marry his love.
Oh, I love this.
Right? But the war tore them apart.
Aww.
70 years ago. This was 70 years ago. He's 90, okay?
I can't believe that.
70 years later, he's 90. He finds her. He finds his freaking love. Do you believe this?
Wow.
He's 90, she's 70.
No.
No?
No. This happened seven. They
so
met
they're both
70.
90.
They're both in their
90s. They're
90.
Both in their
90s. She's like 88 or something. So he found her. He wants. This is the cutest story. Oh my God. I'm going to put a picture on my Facebook.
I know. Now. They're adorable.
Okay. He found her and he wanted to bring her flowers to apologize that they never got to be together.
Aww.
And he said he told the cab driver to wait outside. Went in and she immediately knew him.
Wow.
70 years. She put her arms around him, hugged him, and she was like, oh my God, Sam. And he spent 4 hours in there and forgot about the cab driver. And the cab driver was still there 4 hours later. He's like, you better go home. He stayed with her and they got married.
Aww.
Not that day, but I'm saying like over the. Then they spent the year together, and then they got married in their 90s.
Oh my God!
Now, do you think that they have sex
at 90?
A handshake.
You think
it's a
like
handshake.
They cuddle?
Right.
No, honestly, like can they have sex?
Let's Google it. Do people
right.
have sex in their 90s?
A man could. I don't
why
know,
can't
I
a woman?
Woman?
Why not? I
a
would say I would say it would be worse for the man than the
yeah.
woman.
Like he took Viagra.
You think a man can have sex? Do people? I'm gonna say, do people have sex in their 90s?
I'm curious about
no
that.
No one said about the woman. The woman gets dry.
Ew.
Yeah, so. But they have lubrication.
Yeah, what about lubrication?
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, that's not. Men happy
he
with
heard.
Sex.
How
life.
Do you know? Did you try to have sex with a 90-year-old? But that's the thing. Like when you're that
let's
old.
See what it says.
Like, you don't realize that's why you lose your sight.
How about this? How about this? Australian men between the ages of 75 and 95
yeah,
found that 56% of respondents rated their sex lives as satisfying.
See?
In their 90s?
Yeah,
in their 90s.
My friend John, he's 83 and
yeah.
he had sex three.
But with an 80-year-old woman? I'm wondering
yeah,
if
who's
it's
the, how old
the
is the woman?
The wife is about 15 years younger.
Oh, because I was okay. What's that town in Italy where they had that? They have that wine that keeps you young.
Oh, what is
Sardinia?
That?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Sardinia.
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 Yeah. Sardinia. They say that they all have sex still, and they're in the, a lot of them are in their 90s, and they also drink that wine from Sardinia,
yeah.
which is made of Pinot Grape.
Yeah,
right?
Pinot
right?
Noir.
Mm-hmm. Right. So because the vaginal in there.
Yeah.
Blood flow.
Right. But you also know, right? Like we've discussed this. If you, but you gotta drink the right amount of alcohol, because when you
if it overdoes it, then forget
right.
it.
Then,
no,
then you have no, then you have no yes. sex drive. Right?
No good.
Yes.
Even I say men and women, if you drink too much,
forget
then
it.
The sex
yeah,
is
then you can't.
Out the window.
Out
yeah.
the window. Speaking what? Of,
out the window.
Out the window and sex. My outrageous news.
What is it?
Is we wish we don't have Darian, but right. we're outrageous news. Outrageous news.
Totally
outrageous
news.
It's not outrageous. Okay, anyway.
It's outrageous.
Okay, so they invented the lioness. They make like vibrators and stupid shit.
Oh my god.
Anyway, they invented the smart vibrator that understands women's sex drive. Okay?
Oh
they even learn how long they should spend on floor play using an app. How unromantic is that?
Oh my god. Now let me tell you.
Now they got a freaking app for vibrators and sex.
No.
$230 vibrator.
No, this is disgusting.
It's
I'm
gross.
Sorry. And I'm sorry.
If
to
you,
my
I know, I'm sorry to my father.
Sorry, Dad.
But if you are having sex with a fake penis with nothing attached to it, I think you should rethink
right.
your life.
Yes.
That's just my,
yes.
what I have to say.
I have to agree yes. with my sister. And I'm
I don't
sorry
know.
That you're saying it, but we all
I rather
had
not have sex.
Me too. Me too. I think, first of all, I've never done that.
Me.
I think it's pretty
pathetic,
sad, and funny. And if I try, even if I've tried, if I had tried to do that, which I have not.
No.
It's like me going out and getting one of those dolls.
Yes.
No,
like,
I know. God,
you know
what about?
Those dolls,
I know.
Those dolls
like the fake doll.
Part.
The fake doll with the
yes.
what's supposed to be like simulating.
They have a
vagina.
Fake vagina.
Yeah.
You know, without anything.
Yes. They
yes.
do.
Not even with
yes.
the doll.
Yes.
yes.
People buy that. I
yes.
know somebody
yes.
who had one.
I know.
Yes.
I just feel like, don't you feel like in the middle
That's
of
crazy.
Me with a fake penis, I would just
laugh
look at myself and be like. Wow, you're a loser.
I know, what the?
Like, you're gonna put something plastic in your body? Like, what? That's so pathetic.
For $230, just go get a male escort.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
exactly.
at least it's somebody.
I'd rather get a freaking hooker.
I know.
Right.
A male hooker. You know what I'm
Those
saying?
Those things
like,
are expensive. Like, a lot of the intricate.
That's so sad.
I don't
sad.
Know.
Don't bother, because I guess some people don't care about the actual, like, intimacy and, like...
No, they don't.
...engaging of someone else. That's what's important to
no,
me.
No, they don't. That's the most important part. The intimacy part. I don't
See.
Understand.
Or just... This is really... I'm sorry, Dad, but just use your fucking hand.
Right,
and cut it out.
Right.
Just get... The thing is, if you have to... So, yes, you have to release sexually. You do. So
yeah,
I'm
you
saying,
do.
Why do you have to go through a whole freaking process? Just, you know, if you are that... You know, wound up and you need to release, just do it naturally. What are you gonna get all these fucking gadgets and bullshit? Come on.
No, I don't
right.
get it.
George Collins
Stupid.
Says that people are obsessed yeah. with gadgets.
Yeah, yeah.
have all these gadgets.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
But it's so sad. Like, it's to me, it's sad. Like, just go out and try to meet somebody, or, you know, I don't know. It's.
I don't
I'm
know.
Sorry.
And then everything's got to be with an app. Ooh, we have an app for
an
your
app.
Sexuality.
Yeah.
Go scratch. So robotic, everything.
I have a vagina app. It's so stupid. It's like that movie Sleepers.
I have an app for my vagina, and it's going to tell me when I should be pleased and when I shouldn't. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Did you guys ever see the movie Sleepers? The Woody Allen movie Sleepers?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, long time. Oh, that's
they
right.
They don't even have sex anymore. They, like, have this ball. And they just touch the ball and it simulates how you
yeah.
feel.
Yeah. How stupid.
Like, come on.
Dummy,
people.
Dummy, dumb, dumb. What's your outrageous news?
Well, my outrageous news is that I am redoing. Everybody knows that I'm redoing
oh,
my
yes.
house.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I was taking pictures of my hallway. I have a beautiful hallway. It's yellow and it's got hamburgers and roses.
Oh, I love it. I know.
And once again, the designs are by Walsley Love.
Yes.
And I'm going to put the pictures up again so everybody can see my transformation. And my dad bought me a beautiful chair today. And
I love the
shockingly enough, where would it be from, Dad?
Oh.
Goodwill.
Goodwill.
How much was the beautiful
Shout
retro
out to
chair?
Goodwill.
$12.95 with a discount.
Now
senior
love with him.
Yes.
Oh, really?
And she was like, oh, I'll give you my discount.
Get out of here.
In love.
Oh.
But anyway,
how do you like that?
The thing is, the chair is probably like in the 50s, you think? It's like, yes, an actual, yes, like,
yeah, it is very
from,
nice.
The 50s that we think.
I loved,
yeah,
it.
Oh my God, beautiful yellow. But anyway, the point is this. I was taking pictures because everybody knows I'm obsessed and they're probably sick of seeing it. And if you're listening to this and you go to my Facebook, I'm going to repost it. But in the picture of my hallway, one of the pictures.
Check it out.
There's a, I know, I was looking, there's like a face on the bottom of the picture.
Oh, yes.
So I'm like,
see?
What the hell is that? I zoom in. There's a face.
Oh my God.
Coming up from my floor. It looks like it's coming up from my floor. For you non-believers, go suck it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this, it's just like, it's definitely some kind of a ghost or spirit that I happened,
yes,
to capture.
Yes.
I didn't know it was there when I was taking the picture. I noticed it after. And I took it to this store that we have here, and it's, like the lady said, it's a very motherly goddess energy,
mm-hmm,
showing you that what you're doing is great and you're being guided, and you know, the other world is there for you.
Yes.
And it was such a beautiful gift, and I know that some people won't believe me.
No, a lot of people won't believe you, but whatever.
I don't care, because I was given like a really amazing gift, and I wanted to share it with those that,
yes,
are always looking for the other side to validate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Wee way.
I want to say the wine thing, the wine experiment. I'm sorry. It's called,
oh, yeah,
Marcos. This guy, Marcos Alberti.
Yeah.
It's called the Three Glasses Project.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And he did it as a joke between friends, but it went viral.
Oh.
He got like a million views. So that's why everybody's doing it. So Marcos Alberti. Thank you very much. Now, should we take a commercial?
I wonder if I could do that if I give people, like, heroin or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Really? Tequila? Vodka?
I have to exercise. Yes.
Or exercise. Yeah, that's,
yes,
a good one.
Sure,
if,
yeah.
For the non,
right after.
For the non-drinkers.
Yeah, all you have to do is just take the picture in the YMCA when, you know, when they walk,
yeah,
in. They're like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you see them walking out. I swear to God,
yeah,
that's,
yeah,
where,
yeah,
I'm,
that is true,
from. Don't touch me, I'm too huge.
Oh, yeah, that's,
yeah,
true.
That is true.
Right? I notice that when,
yeah,
I come out.
I feel like that, too.
And you come out and you feel amazing.
And I see people,
yeah,
leaving.
That's true.
And none of them are leaving like...
Like all limp and like...
You see?
They leave with a glow and happy.
Yeah, that's very
happy,
yeah,
glow.
So it's the same principle.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like it.
We should try our own experiment.
I think we're going to do a commercial break now.
Okay.
And we'll be back in 5 minutos if you want to go
right, you can
get another hoop there.
Next, and what do you feel different when you walked in and when you walking out?
True, but people might not want to talk to you because their pits might stink. Okay, we'll be right back.
Attention, sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA, not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autographs signed to top professional athletes, he also does custom printing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin on the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com. Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look look no further than teddy scares. Teddy scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally German Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise on our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally German Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We're open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Fort Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stories page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Okay, we're back and we have a lovely, lovely surprise. Two guests, but they are from Why Not Be Kings. We have the lovely Sean Power and Steve Lester. They're going to do a little song for us.
We figured since it's a gorgeous day out, we're going to do a little loungy version of an old classic go-to called My Girl.
Ooh.
Say what can make me feel this way, my girl, talking you want to come check us out, please, whynotbekings.com. We also have songs on Spotify. iTunes and Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now Sean and I are going to go do a show.
Oh, yay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Have fun. Thank you, guys.
I lost my co-host, Coco. I don't know where the hell. Coco is making herself a cocktail. I don't know what the hell.
You've been working hard all week.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, my God, that was amazing. But I went in the bathroom to pee. And I didn't want to flush the toilet. I didn't want to come out of the bathroom and leave the pee there. So I left a deuce.
You left a deuce.
No, I didn't poop.
Did you deuce?
No, I already pooped enough.
Oh, I love that. That was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very good version.
I love the beachy vibe.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful, but as I said, I didn't want to flush the toilet.
Yeah, I love when they do stuff like that. Very talented.
That was beautiful.
Very talented.
You said the words.
Yeah, I loved
it. Beautiful.
So, we're going to do a little thing called Wayback Wednesday. I don't know if it's going to work.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You know what? We're pre-recording at a weird time, which I'm not happy about.
Oh, shut up. You're still drinking anyway.
Well,
she's not happy about it. It's 2:20 in the afternoon. She's sitting here with a cocktail on a beautiful day. What is there to complain about? I mean, honestly.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Some people will never be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I gotta do my show around the wee-wee schedule.
Well, you got a kid. Okay. I gotta work around that, too. So scratch your ass. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play a little game.
Yes.
And
tell them about our game.
I'm so scared.
We decided to do this game because I think it's funny.
For Wayback Wednesday, we're going to read movie lines to people on the phone. Some people we don't know. We're just going to call random restaurants and punk the waiters and waitresses.
I don't think anybody's going to get mine. See, I'm trying to... No. My father wants easy quotes.
You can't have an easy quote. That's the deal with this game. Now, we do have some quotes... I'm wondering who we should call first. This is what's making me nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, who do we have first?
I have this line from this movie.
It's
a movie starring Bill Murray. It's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Who should I call?
Do you think that Cousin Joe would know Lost in Translation?
No.
Bill Murray?
Like, Patrick might, but I don't know if he'll answer the phone.
Okay, let's
do
call
you think
Patrick.
He'll call? What if he doesn't answer?
If he doesn't answer...
We're going to just wing it.
We're spinning the wheel and we're calling. Frig.
Was anybody here?
What was that?
Is everything okay?
Okay. I thought they left.
I thought somebody fell and we were getting robbed. I don't know what happened. Okay, this is Patrick. Let's see if he answers the phone.
Will Patrick answer?
Will he answer, kids? Will he answer? He's probably like, what the hell is she calling?
Could he see who's calling?
Yes. I'm not blocking my number, but I am going to unexpectedly call people. But nobody ever answered their phone.
Yeah, what up?
Oh, you answered. We're playing a little game on our podcast.
And you're a contestant!
Surprise!
Oh, my God.
Yay!
You have to guess a movie line.
Okay.
You don't really win any prize, but whatever. I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, you will buy him a drink.
I'll buy you a drink. And you know I don't buy men drinks. Okay. So the line... What?
You don't buy your friends drinks.
I don't buy boys. Friends, non-friends, just guys in general. They don't get drinks from Wee Wee. Now. The line is... Reap my talking. Yeah. Reap my talking. Oh, no. What the hell?
What happened?
He's gone. He's
gone! Why would that happen?
What the friggity do?
Oh no.
Reap my talking, I lost you. Are you there?
Uh oh.
Hera?
Oh,
Reap. It says my enabling Wi Fi. What the cocky, the gakalitty?
Technical difficulties.
But when you called on AC718? Area code or 917?
No, I have a 917.
She has.
But why isn't it working?
Show
oh, yeah, but we're not...
His number's not working. I don't know where he is.
We're not doing it through the studio today.
Wi-Fi call settings.
Well, if you called Joe Bell, what would he
Enable. Let's see. Maybe this will work.
What I name?
I don't know. If it's in his phone.
If I'm in the person's phone.
If it's in his phone under her name, then it will show up with a name.
This is the weirdest thing. I don't know. Do you want to try with your phone? Do you think it's my phone?
No.
What the
Your
hell?
Phone's better than mine. All right, let's move on.
Well, let's try him one more time and see what happens.
Do you want to try the same person again?
So Patrick? Weird. Yeah. With them.
What could have happened?
I don't know. I lost him. I wonder if it's where he is.
Hello?
I don't know what happened and hung up. Are you in a weird spot, maybe? I don't know. Okay, so this is the line. The line is, leap my talking. Lip them.
What?
Leap my talking. And then the other line is, lip them, lip them.
What?
Leap my talking. Leap them. Yes, I knew it. He's good. Okay. Thank you for playing, Mr. Patrick Monkey Robot, and we will.
And now you get nothing for it. Thank you.
No.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay, I knew he would get it.
Okay.
So now.
What? You went to Joseph.
Who are we calling next? And what is the question?
What? You have another line then?
I have another line, and it's from a movie starring, what's his face? Ryan Reynolds. Okay? It's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
See, who would know Joseph that? Would know everything about Planet of the Apes, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know lines.
Too easy.
Yeah, too easy. You got to give people hard questions.
Yeah.
Should we call him? What lines do you have?
I have one from Moonstruck, and I have one from Heartbreak Kid 1972.
Moonstruck. Should we try him? Okay, this is our lovely cousin Joe. We don't know if he will answer.
I don't know if he's going to answer, though.
Don't really know what
happened. I hope.
Let's see if he answers.
Joe, I don't know.
Oh. La 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 boom boom. La la boom boom. Ding 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 ding.
Is Joe
going to
answer? We don't know.
He's going to be like, see, I never call people. That's why people might think it's an emergency. They're like, what the hell?
I don't know. Let's see.
People might think I'm in trouble. If I'm calling, I will. I'm a texter. All right. What about Bebe?
Okay.
Bebe, you're playing with us, okay?
Hopefully, he can answer.
Bebe, 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 Bebe. We're calling you, Bebe. Hey, 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 hey. Can you pick up? We don't know. We're going to see. Bay, bay, bay. We are going to see. Are you going to pick up? La 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 boom boom.
Hello.
Oh, hello. You're on live with Coco. Well, not live. We're pre-taping. With Coco and Wee Wee. And we're playing a little game called Way Back Wednesday where we throw movie lines at people and they have to guess them. You don't really win a prize, but you do get to talk to us.
Is that my prize?
Yes. Coco's.
And I never talk to you anymore because she's always worked so much.
I know. That's why we're freaking taping on a Monday afternoon while Coco's drinking cocktails.
Yes.
What's Coco drinking?
I'm drinking a green tea vodka martini.
Yes. All organic.
Okay. This
is. Is there something in Nashville like with this organic shit? I'm fucking Brooklyn. Organic in fucking.
We're organic Brooklyn hippies.
Okay.
Are you?
Whatever you say.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for your movie line?
I'm scared. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
What are we doing?
This guy's phone's going. Okay. I just want you to know that no matter what you do, you're still gonna die. Hello?
It doesn't help that you're reading that and you're trying to put like almost like a Rocky accent.
No, it's not Rocky. It's supposed to be an old Italian lady. Do you want me to read? Should I read it again?
Old Italian lady.
Not old. Older. She's older. I'll give you a hint. She's saying this to her husband. She says, I just want you to know that no matter what you do, you're still going to die.
There
I
was
have no idea.
The, one of the actresses, one of the main actresses in this movie won an Oscar.
And I'll just give you one more clue. The husband's name in the movie that she's speaking to is Cosmo.
Don't say.
And it's not Cosmo Kramer.
No.
No. It's a movie. Do you know? You don't know?
I don't know.
Oh.
All right.
Would you like one more clue?
I probably still won't know.
Cher is in the movie. Cher.
Oh, that's a big clue.
It's a big clue.
Oh, yeah. You just give it away now. That's, I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, my God, you stink.
Wow. Holy shit.
Right away,
when I picture Cher in a movie, I picture fucking Mask.
Nicolas Cage is also in it.
Danny
Aiello. Not the sun, but.
Oh my god.
Moonstruck.
It's Moonstruck.
That's it.
Have you ever seen it?
The movie poster too.
Did you ever see Moonstruck?
Probably like 20, 30 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
Well, thanks for nothing, Pei.
You weren't going to win anything even if you knew it anyway, so.
I was a loser either way.
Yes. Yeah.
But thanks for playing.
No problem. Maybe next time I can win.
We'll think of something you could win. I don't know.
Winning.
Winning. Love you. Thank you. Thank you for playing. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So we're what? Patrick. Right. Patrick guessed it. Now this is
Where's
what we.
Mine? Wait, you took my thing. Now.
This is what we were gonna do, but I'm really nervous. We're gonna call a restaurant.
Okay, good, 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 good.
But I'm so scared.
Are you going to talk?
Am I supposed to block my phone number?
Yeah. But then do this, go. Hello! Talk like that. This is the Coco Wee Wee Show.
No, I'll be like, hi, we're, should I say Coco Wee Wee? Like, it depends who answers. I mean, nobody really knows us.
Hey, you should say the Coco Wee Wee Show, because then they could say, hey, we got pranked by the Coco Wee Wee Show.
Verizon Wireless, your call cannot be
okay. Yeah, not going to take the private number. Shit, what do we do? Should I just not block it? Who cares? Who cares? I frequent this restaurant, and they're either really busy and they're going to hate me right now,
or
they're going to play along. We don't know. We're going to have to find out. I'm scared.
Thanks for calling PN. This is Tim.
Hi, Tim. I'm calling from the Coco and Wee Wee podcast, and we are playing a game. Would you like to play with us? If you guess a movie line, then you win a prize.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Is there anybody is anybody else there that would want to play the game?
You know you're calling a restaurant, right?
Yes, that's the point.
Okay, hit me.
All right.
Hit him with it.
Oh, okay. The line is, and that's the Abraham Lincoln. But remember, you got to shave it so it looks like this, his beard. Otherwise, it don't count.
I'm gonna guess. I don't know. Knocked Up.
No, it's starring Ryan Reynolds. It's a movie about a restaurant, which is why we called a restaurant.
Oh. I can't remember the name of that one. You wanna ask somebody else?
It's called Waiting. Waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I didn't win. Sorry.
It's okay, but thank you for playing, Tim.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, all right. At least he played.
He was scared as hell.
I don't know who Tim is, though. Do you know Tim?
Tim, probably if I saw his face.
All right.
That's not the bartender we had the other night, was it? Could be.
Maybe.
We don't know. Tim, PM, shout out.
Do we have anyone else that we can call?
I have no other lines, but we do have Bunny.
But Bunny will not know my line.
No, I don't think anybody. No one's going to know this line. Dad, do you know this line?
Wait, let's see if you know this.
Let's play along with Dad. Frankie
Baby.
He
might not know this. I think you only watched this movie once.
Wow.
But let's give it a shot. We're going to ask Frankie. It's our first night in Florida. What difference what night it is? I'm thirsty.
The one with, what's his name? Oh, Sugar Lips. The Heartbreak Kid.
Yay! You got it. 1972 Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, my God. That is one of
you. You got it.
Charles Grodin.
Yes.
And Cheryl, and what's her name? Sybil Shepherd.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love
you. You win.
I'll make you dinner later. I know we should give prizes, but who cares?
We'll give prizes.
We'll make dinner later. Okay.
Charles Grodin.
Charles,
I really would like to have tacos later. Anybody
tacos?
Have tacos?
Ooh, I can make tacos.
I'll get all the stuff.
No,
I have the stuff.
You have, yeah, but
I mean, I can go get the stuff.
I have fake ground meat.
Mmm.
Yeah,
but I
mean,
I don't want you to use your food. I can buy it.
No, we just need extras. We're talking
about
tacos.
Look at us talking about our recipes.
If you
want to,
if you want to listen, we're good. We are so good at coming up with, like Tapped Out Taster's meal. But I do. I have ground beef. That's not really beef. I have beans. You just need to go get some lettuce, tomato, some guacamole.
Yes. Right. What do you think?
That would be nice.
Would you be down for tox?
Yeah, tox is nice.
Tox.
Okay. So also, we're gonna do We have our New Yorkers in Nashville thing.
Oh, yes. Dad, you'll be interested in this.
Yes.
We try to do a segment every week about New Yorkers in Nashville. Like what
like what New Yorkers can do and would like in Nashville, and then things that they would not like in Nashville that they should not go to.
But this week, I found something that I think that it would be very cool and we should all go to. It's on Sunday, June 4th.
Oh, June 4th. We can maybe broadcast from there.
Yes!
Oh!
Okay.
Come on, baby.
Sunday, June 4th.
Come on, baby.
Kick them daisies. Look at them girls with the Daisy Duke song. I want to dance.
Look at them girls with the Daisy Duke.
Okay, now. Sunday, June 4th.
Yes.
We have sausage and bocce.
I've never played bocce.
Wow.
Have you played?
Yes.
You played bocce?
Dad, I don't know.
Recently, Johnny Rabino has it in his yard.
Oh.
You played it?
Yeah.
Well, let me just say, okay, so it's sausage
bocce
and bocce. Bocce in the park. Now, it's at Centennial Park on West End for the Nashvillians. Now I'm hoping, Dad, and no offense to this, sausage and bocce, I hope it's not like a euphemism for like, you know, guys walking around with their junk out. You know what I mean? Like, sausage
and bocce.
But we're gonna, you know, but seriously.
Oh my God, we
got
a broadcast from there.
The Italian in Nashville, it's italiansinnashville.org who's putting it together. And
at Centennial Park.
They're gonna have, it's from 12 to 5 on June 4th at Centennial. And they're gonna have Italian music. Yes, it is. It's the club.
Yeah, it's the club.
It's the club. Amerigo Vesuvio.
Yes.
It's that. But you don't have to be a member to go to this. And they're gonna have Italian music and Zeppelis and Salt and Peppers and all kinds of stuff. So I know it's a little ways off. We'll give you guys a reminder.
Well, really,
we should totally go, and we should maybe we can broadcast from it.
Oh my God, I would love that. And we can interview people who, you know, our Italian living in the Nashville.
And Dad, you got any, you know what? While we're on the air today, you should tell one of your stories. Like, you got a story to tell?
You got a story to tell? Who could you?
Like what?
Any of your stories. Like, okay, my dad, hopeless romantic, always wants to give the ladies a chance, right?
Yes.
Trying to, he wants to be in love.
Yeah.
He's tried it. You've tried a lot of different forms of dating.
Yes.
And one of the, back in the day, before online dating.
Oh my God. They had ads in the newspaper.
Classified
ad.
Was it in the paper?
And I used to send my wonderful picture and vital statistics.
Oh, you had a picture and everything?
Yeah, that I sent to them to a post office box.
Oh.
But they didn't have to send you anything.
Oh.
Oh,
so wait,
what?
So it was just, you'd see an ad. You get the paper,
right,
and there's an ad, and it's just words.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, say Zoftik.
Zoftik.
Yeah.
Zoftik, my ass.
Runway model, you know, beautiful.
Right.
Hourglass shape.
Right.
You know, and then one time I made a date with this girl to meet her in an Italian pizzeria kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured maybe, you know, I could beat the system, walk in, make believe I'm eating a a slice of pizza, and then if I look in the back where I told her to meet me,
yeah,
and I don't like what I see, I can run out. So there I am at the counter asking me the slice, okay? Yeah, right. Water with lemon. So I'm, you know, was like surveying the, you know, the place, and then I see the 600-pound.
Oh no! Protest.
Oh my God! 600 pounds.
Not who she said she was. Basically.
No, nothing like the runway model.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Sophia Loren look like.
Right, right.
So I said, so she knows what I look like. So I'm eating the slice,
oh, no.
And I said, oh my God, that's her. And I see every guy in the back that's playing cards, all these Italian guys, laughing hysterical. So that's where I got the impression she does
this. She's
done
this before.
Oh, she does
that. So
it.
I said, all right, I choked
terrible.
On the pizza, and I was ready to leave, and I hear, Frankie!
Oh my God! Oh,
and this.
So
we sat down, and I keep looking from the corner of my eye at these Italian
oh
men.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like, you know, hysterical
shit.
Laughing. And so I said, whatever her name was, Jane, Mary, I said, do you really see yourself as this, you know, runway model?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, to tell you the truth, my last boyfriend put that in.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That's the way. Saw me.
Right.
Wow.
See? So I didn't know what excuse to make up to get out of there.
Yeah, so then what?
So then, you know, time passed, and thank God the guy was saying I'm going to be closing in a little while.
Right.
So I got in my car, and she came after me, you know.
Yeah.
Frankie, please, let me sit with you.
Oh,
so
no.
She got in my car. You know the cartoon McGill and Gorilla when his head was sticking? That's how big this girl was.
Wow.
Could have been, you know, sticking out of the hood of my car.
What?
So, you know, I'm saying, oh, yes, I got to go home. I think I left something on the stove.
Oh, no,
saying,
shit.
And she said, would you give me a kiss goodbye?
Oh, my God.
But the bottom line is, what I could say, on the phone, she sounded like a dream.
Wow.
See?
See, it's the thing is this.
It's not that she hadn't made it perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
But she lied.
But
you know,
she lied.
Don't
completely.
Tell me you're a runway model.
Right. No.
Yeah, but you know what? Even nowadays, people have pictures,
and
you still
lie.
Don't look like
that. Right,
yeah.
Right. That could be
right.
Else.
Like Joe
right.
that I was on the show with,
yeah.
You know how many times he said he went to meet the girl, and she looked nothing like the picture. Because a lot of times, girls will only show their face, and
well,
you can angle it good.
When you take a selfie, you look way thinner than if
somebody
else took a picture.
So he said he'd show up, the girl would have, like, terrible skin, and, like, out of shape, and they have lied about all these pictures, and he would get mad.
I've gone out with Zoftig.
Yeah.
Right. My dad is not looking for
perfect.
It's not that you're looking for perfection.
But don't lie.
But that is really, that's a big lie.
That is a big lie.
That because you...
400 pounds.
But the thing is, it's like you, and that's, you know, you're not making fun of that fact. It's just the fact that, like, you go to the gym and you live a healthy lifestyle and you have a certain way of life, and you can't lie to someone. Just be honest. She probably would find somebody that really loves
her.
Like,
said her boyfriend wrote that in. I said,
well, I don't know.
Yeah, you should be truthful. It's really, it's not
nice. The point is, don't lie and don't deceive people.
No.
Just be honest. Yeah. Because then you will find somebody that maybe would.
Wants you for you who you are.
And then the other dream girl, I finally did meet a girl that was beautiful, and she gave me instructions.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, if I rang the bell and it wasn't don't yell up. So I forgot that she said,
don't yell up.
Because
oh, no.
I figured I'm ringing the bell, she's not going to hear me.
So then how are you supposed to get in?
Right. So I went, Janice! And she came out the window with this rotten face, you know, said, I'll be right down. And what did she tell me when she came down when we went to the restaurant? What did she tell me?
No, she said, this is, forget it, right? What'd she say?
She ordered everything
on
the menu.
She
said, this is the first and the last time we'll be dating.
What?
Because you didn't listen to what I said.
Oh my god.
So why would she even go?
To get a free meal.
Well, if I were you, I would have been like, well, fuck you.
You're
right,
paying the
bill. I should have.
No, you said, see, well, I'm not going to fucking bother
that's
to
terrible.
Take you out now.
Yeah.
That's awful.
The waiter was shaking his head.
That's horrible.
Was he? No.
Oh my god.
But that was the only blind date that she turned out to be beautiful.
Wow. See? Yeah, that's...
And then,
but now there's like Tinder and all this other stuff and online dating, and sometimes the person can look all good, and then I've had it like, and then I've gone out with the person and they're terrible. Their personality stinks.
Well, the person that I met on Tinder, it really looked like him, and he
suicide.
And like, I have a friend that married her
husband. I have
husband.
Two friends that are married on Tinder.
But it's still just, it's kind of like, you know what? I can't even deal with that shit. I'd rather just meet people in person.
Me too.
And
you
like
know?
Kathy, who's a beautiful girl, my niece, she introduced me to somebody, and I was watching the Andy Griffith show where they were telling Goma to go out with Don Knotts, you know, Bonnie's girlfriend's cousin.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Thelma Lou told Bonnie, I'm not going to go to the dance unless you get somebody for you for my cousin. So,
oh,
Bonnie, you know, Don Knotts said, who is it? Which cousin? And she said, you know, Clara. Clara, she's a dog! So Andy and Bonnie came up with the idea, let's introduce Bagoma Pyle.
Oh,
know,
right,
Goma.
Right.
So, every time, you know, so Goma walks in, hi, Andy, how you doing? So, they said, would you like to go to the dance? You know, and he goes, with who? Who, you know? Do you know Bonnie's girlfriend, Thelma Lou, who's pretty?
Right,
so
right.
She said, it's her cousin. So, like, to
make
it look,
like she's going to be.
So, but Goma Pyle kept saying, what does she look like? And, oh, she's nice. She's a nice girl. She's a nice girl. Very nice. Very nice. And he goes, are you sure she's not? Oh, she's beautiful. So that's what my niece told me with the girls she introduced me to. I kept saying, Kathy, what does she look like? Oh, she's a wonderful, nice girl. And again, I was disappointed. You know, my girl has one or two teeth missing. This girl has one or two teeth.
One or two teeth.
So
oh
I'm
God.
Waiting, you know, I'm, sure I'm waiting downstairs and I'm looking at the elevator and I'm talking to the guy that opens the door.
The doorman. Yeah.
So I kept saying, do you know, so-and-so, Mary, whatever. So he goes, it sounds familiar. So every time the door opened, these beautiful women would walk out. I would go, is that her? Is that her?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I don't think so. No, that's not Mary. No. And then finally, Mary comes out with the one tooth. And the first thought in my mind was, I'm going to kill my niece.
Oh, no.
Why would you
so
do
I
that?
Called Kathy. I said, Kathy, you told me she was, you know, very pretty. She said, yeah, but I didn't see her in about 20 years.
Oh, my God.
I said, well.
That's horrible.
What in the hell? Shitsky
oh
pitsky.
What had happened with Goomba? Yeah, I mean, Goma, he kept saying, you know, how does she look?
But what happened
look?
When he met her? Did he like her?
Yes,
he
ironically,
her.
Oh,
liked
he did
her.
Like her.
Yes, he liked her, believe it or not.
This girl, my sister used to set me up, her and Keith that
it
she
never
dated.
It works out.
Keith.
Remember, you and Keith set me up a couple of times. And you and Danny, too. Danny was another one when I first moved here.
Yeah.
We got the perfect guy for you.
Oh my god, no, but the first guy that we hooked you up with
was a drunk. He would show up at my door
Richie,
drunk.
Richie.
He would show up at like
and
knock
who
on the door. Her and Danny.
But he was handsome.
He was handsome.
What, did you know he was a drunk?
No, I
didn't they
know
didn't know.
But
didn't
the
know
thing is,
drunk.
I was a drunk. So I was, but I was like, we would go out with him to Sam's and drink Blue Moons all day, so who knew?
And
I
then he
know.
Took me out on a date and all this and remember we all went on a double
date?
But then I was like, I don't know. He's always drunk all the time.
Yeah.
And then he freaking would show up at my job and show up on my doorstep.
And he was like,
let me sleep over. Can I just sleep on the couch?
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Oh, what about, so wait, me and Keith set you up with Andy.
Andy, who?
Well, that's because she used to try to go out with thugs. We were trying to get her away. She would pick these dangerous thugs
Andy,
calling
the
up.
Guy that wanted to be her.
Yes.
That used to dress up in my clothes.
Oh my
that's
God.
Another story. We're going to have to talk about that in another
Andy,
time.
Andy.
That's a show in itself.
That's a show.
Yeah, Andy, who wanted to be Chrissy. I mean,
I don't think I ever told
she was Chrissy.
Now Andrea.
Yes,
he's married.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh my god, I can't believe
it. I don't think that Steve knows about that.
Oh my god, did you see
I don't think
pictures?
I've ever told
you saw the pictures of him?
No, I don't think I do.
We have
he's just messing with my
I
clothes.
Do. I have
wasn't
a picture
he like
of Andy?
A Michael J. Fox kind
of. He was cute,
no, he was
like
cute,
yeah,
tiny,
yeah. Dorky.
He was cute and funny, and you liked him. This is the thing.
And he was funny.
He was funny.
I liked him, and then he started dressing in my clothes.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, let me explain myself. Me and Keith didn't want to
I could have had a Caitlin.
No. Me and Keith and Chrissy were... I keep calling her Chrissy.
Yeah.
Because that's who she
that's
was
That's who I was
the
back then.
No.
Me, Keith, and we lived in Bensonhurst together. We were roommates. And this girl would bring freaking thugs to our house. Freaking Brian. And
he was a rapper. Brian. He wasn't a thug. He was
a
rapper.
Yeah, no, he was
a thug.
So we were like, me and Keith were like, up one night, like, we gotta get this girl. So we got our we went on a double date with Andy, which was fun. But one of the things we should have been a red flag. What do you think of this, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Keith.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what was it?
Remember? Okay, listen. Me and Keith went out to Manhattan.
Oh, I have
day,
a story about this,
right?
Too.
We went out to Manhattan. Me, Wee Wee, and Keith were still roommates. And Andy and Chrissy, back then, that's who she was. Little Chrissy. They went out to dinner in Bensonhurst, right? So she forgot her key. Fucking
Andy. Oh, that's right.
Instead of waiting for me and Keith to come home,
he kicked
the door down.
No.
Yes.
He fucking broke the whole door. The landlord was so angry. Who breaks the door
he
down?
Was
yeah.
Skinny.
He broke the
he
door.
Was,
in.
He kicked the door down.
I don't know.
Dude. She fucking forgot her key. Who does that? That we should have known then.
That was the least of the red flag. Okay. When we used to go to the gym, and he told me that the guy's asses in the gym were nice.
Yeah.
That was a red flag.
That was.
He'd be like, that guy has a nice ass. I'd be like, what? What did you just say? That guy has a nice ass? Wow.
And his favorite song was I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yes, that's right.
Remember that?
Oh, my God,
he
that's right.
He would blast that. I'm a Barbie Girl.
He, oh, my God.
And then.
I have nothing against anybody
God.
Who's transgender or gay, but
no.
As long as I'm not dating them.
Right.
Because I want a straight man.
Sorry.
But the thing is, he would like. Me and Wee-Wee at the
oh God,
time
was
were
so
recording.
Weird.
We were making an album.
And we were going to Def Jam every day.
We were in Def Jam, and like...
He would cry.
Keith told me that he would be in the corner, in the basement, crying. Keith's like, what the hell? She's not home. She said she was going to be home an hour ago, and she's late.
And he would rock back and forth and hold himself and draw pictures of
and
me.
And Keith would be like, get yourself together. Keith told me to get a hobby. The hobby that he got was
drawing
art wings. Class, drawing pictures of Wee Wee. When we went into our studio, there were fucking drawings of Wee Wee everywhere.
Yeah.
Then he decided when we told him that wasn't a hobby.
Oh my
drawing,
God! Remember, he wanted to take what was
he
it?
He drew fucking jujitsu,
oh,
and
no.
Came home and showed us how he could kill us
and climb the wall.
He was.
And then he went out to. Remember, he met a
like
guy.
That maniac that was on Seinfeld.
Yes.
It was very short-lived.
Very
let's just say
strange.
That it was a very short-lived relationship, and thank
Andy.
God we're still alive to tell the tale because he was a little off,
How about Wiggy and a Tick?
Oh no,
oh,
that's another show.
Wiggy and a Tick. Wiggy and a Tick. We gotta wrap it up.
Oh, we do, yeah.
But do you know I saw? When did I see a picture of her? She was actually.
She's
pretty.
I want my father. My father.
Oh, Jovell. Jovell had a
really?
Picture of her. His wedding.
Oh, from the wedding. Yeah, she didn't.
Was attractive.
Wiggy and a Tick, we're going to have to save that for next week.
Yes.
You got to come on.
Oh, we didn't do our sex or text.
Oh, should we do it?
Do
we still have time for sex or text?
How long have we been going?
I don't know. I mean, at least for over an hour. Maybe two. Who knows?
I don't think it's two.
It's not two yet. Should we do our sex or text?
Let's do a sex or text.
We'll do. I only have two
wow,
sets.
And we also
254.
Have,
yeah.
Oh, we've been doing an hour and a half.
Okay, we're gonna play out diddly sex or text, and then we're gonna wrap
and
it up.
I see that we're supposed to read this too.
Yeah, we have to read. What is that? Something new?
This is something new from Bay.
Oh. Okay. Well, here we go.
You're turned on or taken back. You're unsure. Do you have a sex or text? Sex or text? You read it once, you read it twice. Is it naughty, is it nice?
Sex or text? It's sex or text? cause it's so hard to read. Do they wanna bang or meet for coffee? Either way, we're gonna find out for you. Find out for you. We're gonna find out for you. She said she was thinking of me in the shower. Is it a sex or test? Is it a sex or test?
Okay, I think Steve is taking over the show today. And anywho, we like to play a little game called Sex or Text.
Yes, Dad.
People write in.
Do you know what that is? Let's explain
something. Okay, so somebody will text you. Like, say if somebody texts you, and you can't, like, these people who write into us, they can't determine, does this person want to, like, are they being sexy to me?
Yeah,
like,
are they sending you a sex?
Are they flirting?
Like a sexy message?
Or is it just like a text? Like a cute little flirty text.
Yeah.
So we help them determine. So they email us at either thatweewee@gmail.com or cocowarbucks@gmail.com. Write in. Come on. We'll help you. Or we'll just read it on the news. I mean, on the air and make it sound.
You should get Hetty next time.
Yes. Oh, Hetty. Yes. Hetty, if you're listening.
Hetty would be good. We're going to get her next.
Okay, so do you want to go first or me?
You can go.
Okay, this is very strange. I found this really strange and just, bizarre. Okay. So Debbie, she's from Hoboken. She got a text from a guy she went on a Tinder date with.
Mm-hmm.
It was all emojis, like the little icon emojis.
Mm-hmm.
It was lips,
mm-hmm.
a nose, and then a smiley face.
Lips, a nose.
So she says, not only does she not know what the hell that means, like, what does that mean? If it was lips, a nose, and a smiley face, does she smell good? Is that what he's trying to say?
Kiss
my nose? What is that? Like, and then I was like, well, maybe the nose looks like a penis.
Oh, no.
That's what I can... there's no penis emoji. Maybe that's what he's trying to go for. I don't know. But whatever the hell that is very
maybe
strange.
Maybe it's just was a mistake. Like a butt dial.
A butt emoji dial? No.
I don't know.
Debbie, I got nothing to say. I would ask him, what the hell does that mean?
I would just
mean?
Straight out be like, what are you saying?
Do you want me to kiss your nose, or are you saying that my lips smell like your nose? Like, what the hell?
I don't know
what does that mean?
Means.
Okay, anyway... That was that. We can't help you, Debbie.
I'm sorry, Debbie. I don't know what that means, but I have one, and I think it's pretty clear.
What is it?
Let's see if we're all unanimous. Okay, I got an email from the unknown masked madly in love boy.
Oh, no. Okay. What?
He wouldn't say where he's from. I don't even know where he's from.
What?
It says, his boss that he is calling Harlow is a 46-year-old MILF.
What?
She's always flirting with him, and she had paid him for overtime that he did not do.
Oh, what? Okay?
So he texted her. He was home. He happened to be like on vacation. Like she paid him for overtime, and he was like, oh shit, I better tell her. Like I need the money though. You know what I mean? Like it went into his account.
Oh, no.
And he needed that because he was on vacation, but he's like, I better say something because I didn't work overtime.
Oh, no.
He got like time and a half.
Oh, wow.
So he told her through a text, he said, hey, I think you overpaid me. And she texted him back and said, well, I have a way you can make those hours up. It involves you buttering my muffin.
Oh.
No.
That is a sex.
Is that sex?
Of course!
Not just like, hey, go get me a muffin and butter.
No, she wants it. And she pays you for overtime. She wants you to work overtime on her.
So you don't think she means she wants breakfast?
No.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely not. She definitely wants the sausage.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my God, that's terrible. What is he going to do? What are you going
to
do out there?
He asked me to say what he should do. But I said, well, do you think she's attractive? Because
yeah, if you think she's attractive, then maybe she'll pay you overtime all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Win-win. But if you're not into it, don't just do it for the money.
Yeah, don't just do it because you want... Then you'll be a gigolo, and I don't know.
I don't know how you feel about yourself. But maybe who knows? Maybe it can lead to a relationship with the two of you if you're into her, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I got one more.
Milk.
A MILF. Okay, we got Tara. She's from LA. She wants to know if this message sent from her guy friend is a sex or text. He asked her to come over and cuddle and spend the night, watch a movie, nothing else. He just wants somebody to hold him and be
that
there.
That happened to me and Bill. Remember with those two girls, Kathy and
just
Diane.
Cuddle. Now, do you think that, I don't know. I've had guys ask me to just come over and cuddle, and then they try to make it lead to something else.
Yeah.
But it's not, it wasn't ever a guy friend. Like a, you know, like sometimes.
Every time I've had a guy friend.
They want it to lead to something else.
They've tried to let it lead. Right?
Don't you think
so? These two girls just wanted to cuddle.
And what happened? Was it true?
But as a guy.
As a guy, how did you take it?
As a guy asking. Like, would you ever ask a woman to come home and just cuddle with you?
No.
See? No, right?
No.
No, because you want it to lead to something.
Yeah, maybe
you
want to
make it sound like, you want to make it sound like, I just want to be held and cuddled.
No.
Because you want the person to come over and...
It's like when a girl tells a guy, I like you as a friend.
Yeah.
No good.
Oh, I do want to talk about this before we go off the air, too,
no
though.
Good.
Shareyourbuzz.com. Me and Coco got to be on their podcast. We told you about it. But they put it up, and it's really, it's a funny, funny episode. And it's, I love these guys. They are like,
you gotta do it.
They are so fun. I love them. Shareyourbuzz.com. Go on. You could hear our episode. We get a little bit buzzed. Well, they want you to get buzzed. That's the whole idea of the show. But it got a little carried away towards the end there, just to let you know.
Yeah,
and also, we are supposed to talk about this.
What are we talking about? We got something new, right?
We got Get Your Geek On at Atlantic City Boardwalk.
I wish I could go.
It's in May. Maybe, I don't know.
We can't go.
Okay, it celebrates comics, cosplay, and all things geek, and it's happening May 13th to the 15th at the Atlantic City Convention Center. And there's tickets available on doacbc.com. Where you can also find a complete list of events and guests. And be sure to follow ACBC on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, that would be so fun, but it's too close.
Yeah, but we can't take a bus from here, then.
No, but I used to take the bus to Atlanta. I used to love going to Atlanta.
I mean, you know how long that would take from here to New Jersey?
Bus to AC?
No,
New Jersey.
Might as well go to New York.
But
no, New Jersey's closer.
It's probably like 12
but the
hours.
But bus would not on a bus.
Not on a bus. I'm saying if you drove in a car, it's 12 hours.
Yeah.
But I'll never take the mega bus again. I'll tell you that much. Mega bus. You know how somebody was telling me this the other day. Sorry, mega bus, but you know how many accidents they have? Because there's two tiers of the bus.
Yes,
and like Steve took the mega bus once.
Did he?
It freaking broke down. They were stuck at a gas station somewhere.
Oh no!
For like 10
that
hours.
I've heard. That
Forget
I've
that.
Heard happening.
No more bus.
No
more bus.
No
okay.
Bus.
So kids. Is there anything you want to say in closing? Because we're going to shut down the show.
There'll be great shows to come.
Whee! I do have to say, I don't mind the daytime. It's a beautiful day, and I had fun with you guys. I didn't have a cocktail, and I still
had
fun.
And she still had fun.
Because I'm vegan now, and everything's fun when you're vegan.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Vegan this.
This has
if
been.
If I was vegan, the murder rate would be up.
I did bring fish back in yesterday. Maybe that's why my mood's so good.
Maybe.
Well, don't I see it in the segment the other day about chopped meat?
I know.
It's made.
No, thanks.
That's why you gotta eat organic.
You gotta eat organic
if
free
you
range.
You get that from Whole Foods.
Oh my god.
No hormones.
When I've
no.
eaten, they sell like stuffed chicken in Whole Foods. It gives me so much energy.
Oh my
god. Their
you
meat is amazing.
Whole Foods, it is worth it. It's not even that expensive. Like,
their steaks are good.
They're farm raised.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no hell antibiotics or any crap that they pump into them.
But do they add the hell, you
know?
No. No, they don't add any.
Not in Whole Foods.
Whole Foods is amazing.
If it's
slime and all that.
No.
Not when it's organic.
No.
Not when it's organic. Now I really am going to be vegan for the rest of my life. Thank you for the pig slime.
When I saw that, oh my god.
Yeah, but that's like the crappy shit, chuck round shit.
That's called, they get that from they don't know where.
Yeah.
Right. They use from the tip of the nose.
Yeah, but that's like the cheap crap.
Caca poo poo.
All right.
Okay, so this has been The Coco and Wee Wee Show, which is a part of the Totally Driven Entertainment Network, a multimedia platform dedicated to bringing you total entertainment. Check us out on the web at totallydrivenentertainment.com for a complete list of upcoming shows, entertaining blogs, and videos. You can also find us on social media platforms, including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I really didn't have to say all of that because we're going to play you a little ditty that includes all of the lovely shows on our network that we are so proud to be part of. Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
See you later.
Well, it's not over yet, but we're going to play this. We're going to come back with our little toast. I'd say toodaloo, bitches.
Totally Driven Entertainment has tons of different podcasts. As a matter of fact, we have podcasts on every day of the week with topics ranging from politics all the way to pro wrestling and total entertainment. On Monday nights, you have two amazing shows. At 6 p.m., you have Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. And at 11 p.m., we have the new show, 8 Flights Up. So you guys definitely going to want to check out those two. On Tuesday at noon, we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where Mike gives us a rundown of everything in the world of professional wrestling this week. Moving into midweek, we have three shows that are totally different and totally driven. At 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Hump Day, we have the Coco and Wee Wee Show. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., journey into the world of comics, cosplay, and more with Give No F's Cosplay, one of our newest shows. That brings us to Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday, because at 5 p.m., we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrer, where he wraps up the end of the week and talks a little bit about SmackDown and...
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but we cut out. Let's keep going.
NXT and some Japanese wrestling. Thursday night at 8 p.m., the show that started it all, Totally Driven Radio, with your hosts, Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkinson. This show has a little bit for everyone. There's celebrity gossip, interviews, Hollywood reporters, Dancing with the Stars moments, metal, mayhem, and moondog. Friday nights at 8 p.m., Uncle Shawnee's Playground is guaranteed to make somebody mad and somebody cry. At 10 p.m. on Friday night, we have the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, where we talk all about the golden age of wrestling and what it was like back then to see amazing men do amazing things. Hey, and some of our best programming is on the weekends. On Saturdays at 10 a.m., you can listen to the Mojo Sports Show and talk all kinds of sports with Mr. Mojo. At 9 p.m. that night, Bay Ragney does Totally Driven Radio Rocks, where he features different kind of music, different songs, different eras, just whatever's on his mind that week when it comes to music. Sunday Funday at 10 a.m., start your weekend off with a big weenie. The Big Weenie Castanini Show is on every week, and it's sure to please. And end the week with the Nerd Herd at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. You can join the TV Nation, and you can talk all about the latest in TV, comics, and comic book movies. Bays are going to tell you what he's been watching. We're going to talk about our Men in Tights. And finally, we're going to do our top five list each and every week. It's a different list. Hey, and if you're not busy listening to your new favorite podcast, check out some of our social media pages. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and more. Totally Driven Radio. Get driven. Stay driven.
I do want to say something about my Snow White experience. I swear to God, ask Steve. Yesterday there was a butterfly like on the ground next to me, and I like touched it, and it let me touch it, and then flew away. Now butterflies do not let you. Now I really am.
Oh
come
my
on.
God!
I am the real Snow White.
You're gonna have butterflies coming out of your ass.
I know. We always like to end off the show with our grandmother.
Frank, stop texting. We're ending the show.